Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Every week on the Moth Podcast, we share stories that are funny, strange, heartbreaking, and above all, true.
I myself have been married for 56 years. Unfortunately, to four different women.
It turns out the people I was looking for all my life is what you people would call nerds.
Follow and listen to The Moth on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Anyone actually ever walk in on their partner cheating?
That's really tough. That's a tough scene.
A legitimate question. It speaks to my mornings with Moose and Breezy. You guys can tell us this is a safe space most of the time. And I have a buddy of mine who always jokes that his wife is hooking up with the FedEx guy.
Oh.
Or if we're out in public, he'll make the comment, I better call my wife before I head out so she can send her boyfriend home before I get there.
Oh.
It's
Who's
odd.
Saying this?
It's odd, but one of my best friends, and it's odd, but I guess you have to be extremely confident in your relationship to make those type of jokes. That's the marriage I dream of having. So I started thinking about it. What if you did come home and you just happen to walk in on your partner with someone else? How do you? That has got to sting, but you do realize this is probably common, is it? Or does this just happen in the movies?
I don't know if it's common. I pray it's not. That would be really tough for whoever is on the receiving end of that.
Yeah, sure. People are just so brave to just invite someone into their home when their significant other is at work. Because we do. We see this in the movies all the time. The husband leaves for work, and then he comes home early to surprise his wife. And he walks in with a beautiful bouquet, and then all of a sudden, his wife is banging the cable guy in their bed with absolutely no shame. And
right.
She's like, I just need some time to figure it out. They always have the same response. It's not what it looks like.
Yeah. It's like, what is it then? What are you guys doing? Crocheting sweaters for the needy? Like, what's going on here?
If you have ever walked in on your partner cheating, does this happen in real life or is this just in the movies and TV? I don't know. I told you about my parents' neighbor, the next door neighbor that was cheating. Anytime the husband would leave for work, the wife would come to the door and let the other neighbor come over. He would sneak across the street, look both ways before entering the home, and then come out, like an hour later.
Okay. This person says, I just heard this and I'm driving. When I was 26... Now 58.
Oh, this was a while.
I was engaged to a guy and found him in the office with a woman in her 60s. Talk about a slap in the face. Never saw him after that day.
Oh, I'm so sorry that happened. But because women in their 60s could be smoking.
Yeah. Did you see the movie Baby Girl? Oh, my God. That was wild.
It was.
That was a wild movie.
Well, here's some text. We'd love to see it. You guys can text or use the phone to 585-252-9800. Kyle says, I used to work maintenance at a dumpy apartment complex in Greece. Most of the guys on the crew lived in the complex for cheap, which was an added perk. And a coworker went home for lunch and walked in on his wife with an entire landscaping crew from a few doors down.
Oh.
God.
Oh my.
Getting after
God.
It. The whole crew?
Not the whole crew. Were they making a movie? What's going
Yikers.
On here?
I can't imagine. What do you say? Let's go over to Jeff. Sup, Jeff? No, it's not just in the movies. A few years back, I came home early from a business trip to surprise my wife. As I'm walking up the stairs, I start to hear loud moaning coming from our bedroom. My heart drops to my stomach, obviously I'm thinking the worst. I slowly open the door to our bedroom to find my wife watching porn. Huge relief. 20 seconds later, a guy I had never seen walks out of her bathroom in nothing but a towel. Marriage over immediately.
Oh, wow. No.
Oh, Jeff, I'm so sorry, Jeffy. Buddy. I hope you're in a better place.
Jeffy, sweetie.
This is what I'm talking about. People are, you could care less about your significant other if you got no shame than to just bring somebody home in your own bedroom.
Well,
and
I
do
mean,
this with them.
This poses the question. I mean, it was what last year at this time, or last year a couple, when you were at your parents' and you were watching the house from across the street, and
anywhere
you
I go,
that
I'm,
they were having an affair.
Yeah, neighborhood
you
made watch.
This whole storyline that they were having an affair, and the second that the husband went away for work, the wife invited over the neighbor from across the street.
That's right.
And yeah,
those people no longer live there. So,
well, I think we know what happened there. I think one of the biggest things, and like this adds a whole nother layer to it, but like, to find out your significant other is cheating is one thing. Mm-hmm. But to find out your significant other is cheating on you with the opposite sex is a whole nother thing. Like, I think that happens a lot, too.
Yeah, that does happen.
Where at that point, like, sure, you can be upset, but do you almost feel bad for your partner that they, like, weren't living their authentic life?
No, I don't think
life?
Anybody feels bad for them. Like, oh, really? Do you want to? Oh, I'm so sorry. I walked in on you guys banging. Did
no,
you want
no,
to talk
no, no,
about
no.
it?
No, but like, on a deeper level,
it's
like,
not. It's not about them living their authentic life. It's more about them. Like, hey, are you experiencing right? Are you experimenting right here in this very second? Or is this something you've always truly been into? Because if you walk in to your partner doing something with whoever it is, the same sex, opposite sex, you're gonna be heartbroken. And you're going to have a thousand questions. And the first one is, who is this and how long has this been going on?
Yeah. I just feel like...
Take
I
your
don't know,
stuff and leave.
Maybe it's just me. I just feel like it kind of softens the blow a little bit because it's not...
I don't know.
Maybe I'm just
you
like
really
making
think so?
An excuse.
So if you walked in today, you went home early, and you saw your girlfriend hooking up with a guy...
Oh, no. I think it only works the opposite way.
What are you talking about?
I think it only works... for the same sex.
What? Give me an example.
So like, I don't know, I'm just thinking in my head, like, if you're in a heterosexual relationship and your wife is closeted or your husband is closeted and they're having an affair with someone of the same sex.
Sure,
and,
sure.
And they're like, I've struggled with this my whole life. I'm so sorry that I brought you into this. Like, blah, 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 blah. The other thing is just like, okay, so you're not gay? I'm confused.
Yeah, they did a whole segment on Oprah about this. Turns out the husband and wife were both gay. Well, and they were married
they
to
were
each other for 25
beards.
Years.
Yeah, that
three,
makes sense.
Three kids?
Yeah, that makes sense.
Katie's here. She says, was with my boyfriend for 3 years, you guys. I went out of town for work. On our anniversary, I paid extra for an early flight home. And when I got back to our apartment, he was hooking up on the couch with his ex-girlfriend. Oh, I went to the kitchen to grab a knife because I blacked out at that point. She ran out of our place butt naked. Some people do not care how bad they hurt you.
No.
No, they don't, Katie.
They just have no remorse. Like, that's ballsy to go into someone's house. Like, that's so ballsy. Would never. No thanks.
No.
Yikers.
Pun intended. These are great guys. Thanks for the stories. As much as they probably hurt. To talk about it.
Moose is like, I want to get in a relationship with someone, have them cheat on me so I have something to talk about. This sounds like a great
content is content.
Got something to say?
Big Sway Mornings, Moose Breezy, 33 for the high. Some of us are still in our feelings after the Bills loss on Sunday.
Yeah.
And we wanted to ask how many of you are going to continue to wear your Buffalo Bills gear? Because honestly, it's time to put it away just like the Christmas tree.
Right.
It's over with.
Right.
It's donezo.
It makes me, you know, wonder, and I'm asking the hard-hitting questions this morning because this is my first ever season watching the Bills through and through from start to finish, all of the things, and I got really into it. I got a lot of gear. I got the Zuba pants. I went full-fledged with the Bills fandom this year, okay?
This is Breezy's first year of being an actual fan, so she's experiencing her first year of heartache, where this is year 34, for me. Something sure. like that.
So I just am trying to figure out where we go from here, because I've seen a lot of people like still wearing their Bills gear, and I'm like, you know, you can have pride for your team and keep carrying on, and I love that for you. But I look at Bills gear, for me personally, as like you said, Moose, that are the same of Christmas decorations. Like, football season's over. Like, we don't have to wear our Bills gear all the time
anymore. I get it. It's still, you know, it's clothing. It's an article of clothing. But for me, it's different. It's a uniform. Like, it's funny you bring this up, because yesterday I went through my apartment. Mm-hmm. I took my Josh Allen jerseys, a couple of my Jim Kelly shirts, all that stuff, the Bill stuff, and I kind of tucked it away.
Mm-hmm.
And on my bar cart, my brother last year for my birthday got me this beautiful, like, bourbon set that has the Buffalo Bills vintage glasses, and
yep.
it comes with the, like, the decanter.
Okay.
That I hold my whiskey in.
Sure.
So I took that, washed it, put it back in its box, and slipped it under the cabinet, and it's done for the season. I switched it out.
Is that okay? Like, I mean, like, you know what I mean? And I asked because, like I said, this is my first time experiencing this. And I think you're in lockstep with me. Like, it's time for it to go away now. And we'll get it back out in August when they come for Bill's training camp.
You know what it is, too? I always like to say that I don't care what anyone thinks of me. But secretly, I do. And so if I'm
not that much secret, but yes.
You know, if I have like there's times I want to wear like my Bills hat, and I feel like people are judging. People are judging a little bit.
Yeah.
I wish I could be that guy that walks with confidence dripping in Buffalo Bills gear after they lose the division championship game. And I'm like, why though?
It's kind of embarrassing.
You think so?
But it's embarrassing, but also it's admirable, because I'm at such a crossroads right now, because it's embarrassing because it's like you're still supporting a team, even though that's not the winning team, that's not the victory team, but also you're still supporting your team even after a loss to show like, hey, I'm not just here when you win. I'm here when you lose. I'm here when you're sad. I'm here when you're happy.
Yeah.
Like,
I just don't feel like for me there's any need to wear it. The season's over with.
For me, it's a fashion thing. I'm very into the fashion of it all. And I would never, ever in a million years wear a Christmas sweater in July. I wouldn't do it.
Yeah.
Except for Christmas in July. But that's
sure.
an exception. That was a bad reference. And it brings me to my next question. For those of you who are watching the Super Bowl, which Moose and I have stated we will not be watching it.
Oh, yeah.
Not even for a second.
Well,
not watching it.
Don't speak for yourself.
I'm not watching it. Will you wear your Bills gear to your Super Bowl party?
That would be hilarious.
Will you? Because there are some people that will. They would. They don't care.
So the other weekend,
they'll wear it with pride.
When I was at the playoff game against the Bills and the Baltimore Ravens, there was people there that were dripping in Dallas Cowboys gear. And I'm like, I don't know for what.
What are we doing
Yeah,
here?
I'm glad you're a fan. That's great, but this has nothing to do.
Read the room, bro.
Read the room.
Read the room.
And those are the fans that will wear their jerseys, and they will support their team all year round.
Yeah.
I'm not throwing on the Buffalo Bills winter coat.
I just don't think I need to be wearing my black Buffalo Bills bedazzled crew neck around. It just doesn't really seem, it seems inappropriate, if I'm being honest. It's like seeing a dog walk on its hind legs. We don't need to be doing all of that.
It's been really odd to see this. It's actually, bad choice of words. It's been really fascinating to see you go from somewhat of a Kansas City Chiefs fan because of Taylor Swift to now what you would call yourself a hardcore Bills fan.
So
when did you make that transition?
I think what happened with last year, and I'm like, yay, Taylor, and blah, 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 blah. It was a bandwagon fandom for sure, and I will go on record right now, and I'm going to get a lot of hate for this, but I'm kind of over Taylor Swift.
Whoa, what?
I'm kind of over it. Like,
you are maturing.
I love her music. Like, I loved seeing her. I just, honestly, I don't even know if I should say this, but the Swifties have kind of like ruined it for me, honestly.
Did I ever tell you when I first moved home? Okay. I was home for maybe a month, I went on a date with this girl. Okay, we meet up for drinks, and she must have been about 32 years old. Nothing but Taylor Swift. That's all she wanted to talk about. That's all she wanted to do with her paycheck was give it to Taylor Swift and go to shows. And I got to tell you, I was completely turned off. A grown woman. What would it
like? Such an ick. I know. And then like it's the Swifties that now by proxy or not proxy, that's the wrong word, but like by association are like now raving Patrick and Brittany Mahomes fans. It's like, I'm going to throw up. Like, they're so diehard dedicated to Taylor Swift that they're like, Patrick Mahomes is the GOAT and then No.
The NFL will do anything to get Taylor Swift to another Super Bowl. And Patrick Mahomes, what did you call him earlier this morning?
Patrick Kermit the Frog Mahomes. Like, bro. And at this point, guys, at this point, I know it's like, yeah, you're just started watching football. Shut up. Whatever. But like at this point, I'm like, give the Chiefs their 3-peat and let's be done with it. Let's just rip the Band-Aid off and get it over with, because I don't want to keep this storyline running for much longer, because if they go 4, 5, 6 times, nobody will watch the NFL. Nobody will watch it. And I'm on record saying that. So.
And then we'll go over to James that says, yeah, I still like to wear my Buffalo Bill Zuba pants. All right. Thank you, James. All right.
You guys haven't washed them in years.
It's the easiest way to win $5,000.
Clear the air. Need to get something off your chest? Go on. Try it. You want to feel the heat as it comes out of your mouth. My coworker should stop whistling Taylor Swift songs. He's not paid to be a canary. 2 eggs in your omelet? Whoa, settle down, Rockefeller. I, for the life of me, can't believe Odyssey Management gave these two clowns their own show. There, I said it. Now, doesn't that feel better? BXY Mornings with Moose and Breezy present There, I Said It on the number one hip music station. 98 BXY.
And the texts are rolling in. 585-252-9800 for There I Said It. Anything goes. It's time to clear
the air
on PXY Mornings. Let's go over to our girl Ashley weighing in. What's up, Ashley? I'm so sick of people telling other people to follow their passion. That doesn't always work. There I said it. All right, let's get to something juicy here. We need something juicy.
God. Okay.
Here's one. Who's this? No name. It's a bummer. I've been at the same dead-end job for the last 6 years, and yesterday I was finally given a raise of 75 cents an hour. I totally understand why some people set their workplace on fire.
Crushing
there
it.
I said it.
Oh, my God.
Can you imagine how insulting?
That is very insulting. Hey, you're doing amazing. We want to offer you a generous raise.
You know, remember the skincare company I worked at?
Mm-hmm.
This was a very uncomfortable moment. My boss had been there for years, while I was in charge of shipping and receiving. So I threatened them to walk off during the holiday because I wanted more money. They gave me a stupid raise, significant. I was like, wow, that's way more than I was asking
for.
And then when it was her turn to get a raise 2 months later, they gave her 40 cents.
Yeah, we already gave it away. We gave your raise away to the guy who works in shipping and packing. So
40 cents. I couldn't believe it.
No, I'd be pissed. I would be pissed for sure. This person says, ending your day clean feels better than starting it clean. And I stand 10 toes down on that as well. I would rather shower at night than shower in the morning.
Well, you know, you want to wash the day off of you.
Mm-hmm.
You want to wash that sin go down the drain. You know what I mean?
And if you're showering at night, there's no need to shower in the morning because your sheets are clean because you've been getting in clean for
There's a lot of things that happen at night when you sleep, though. Sweat, bed bugs.
Right.
Let's go over to Steve. Moose, do you ever like to hit up other places in Rochester other than bars? I feel like you go to a lot of drinking spots and there's way more to do in this city. There I said it.
That is true. You do go to a lot of drinking spots.
Okay. Well, I mean, occasionally I like to hit up your mom's house when she's home. Let's go over to Tina.
He's like, my mom died.
Good morning, Moose and Breezy. I was wondering if you can give my husband, Lyle, a huge birthday shout out today.
Oh, my God.
He's turning 45 and he loves you guys. but he loves, loves, loves Dave Matthews Band. If you can dedicate a song to him. Well, first off, Tina, a huge happy 45th to your husband.
Lyle.
I'm happy to play some DMB for you this morning on PXY Mornings, Total Request Live. Let's get right into it.
Crash. Yeah. Dave Matthews, live on PXY.
Dave Matthews, Dying Donkey.
Who's to say? You'll never know. Yeah. I do a really good DMB impression. Nobody even knew that was me, if I'm being honest. I've been to many a show. And mine for today is this, piggybacking off that. No shade to Lyle whatsoever. But I think that you can go too far with fandom. There, I said it. I think if you dedicate your entire life to one person or one thing that you will probably never have a chance to meet or touch or interact with, that's really weird. That's really, really bizarre to me. And I don't care if it's a musical artist, a politician, a place or an organization. You gotta put your eggs in a little bit more than just that one basket. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I feel like you, I totally feel like you made your point. Thank you.
Yeah.
Let's go over to this person. Hey guys, if you're a grown man and you tuck in your sweater, you officially give every woman the ick. There, I said it.
Okay. And that goes without saying.
Who tucks in their sweater?
That goes without saying.
It's odd, man. Substitute mm-hmm. teachers, maybe.
Yeah.
I've never been a guy to wear a sweater and then put a sports coat over it. You know what I mean? That takes right. a lot of confidence.
It does take a lot of confidence. But these guys are doing it. They really are.
Let's go over to Lisa. Really doing it. Lisa says, if you take your time in a public restroom when you know there's a line forming, then you are a selfish piece of crap. There, I said it. Yes, no pun intended. You guys got to remember to bridge the toilet seat with toilet paper. Thank you guys so much.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Yeah. What's yours for today?
Mine for today is I'm panicking.
Perfect. Love it. We love a prepared king.
Every afternoon, I've got new songs you might not know yet. Lots of throwbacks you've probably forgot about. And of course, the biggest PXY hits right now. Come hang with me starting at 3 right here on the number one hit music station, 98 PXY.